Frost and freeze conditions are likely to occur over the next 2 nights across portions of the central and southern plains, the Delta, the Tennessee River Basin, and the lower Midwest. And some of this region will likely experience some permanent damage to some of the wheat, but we don't expect that to happen very often. Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas are probably most vulnerable to some of the colder conditions that are going to come up over the night tonight, and we will see some damage done. The question is, how significant will it be? And most likely the answer to that is probably not very significant, but we'll wait until the USDA reports crop conditions and progress here as we get into the afternoon today to better determine how much of the crop has reached the sensitive stage of booting and heading to determine whether or not there will be any kind of serious damage done overnight. Last week, most of the USDA reports suggested only jointing was occurring across some of these areas, but the recent heat in the southern plains and continued dryness may have those crops in more advance than where they should be at this time of the year, and that could raise the potential for a little bit of permanent damage because temperatures are too cold for the stage of the crop is developing in. For the heart of the Midwest, though, the freezes that occur over the next couple of nights are not going to be much of a threat. Some burning of vegetative development will take place across some of the crop in the Midwest, but that's going to be the extent of the damage that will occur. And it looks like over the weekend we saw some substantial rains occur across some of the areas that had been rather dry, like Iowa. Iowa in particular is going to be in much better shape moisture-wise. In fact, there's already some grumblings out there about it being too wet now. They did pick up on 1 to 3 inch plus amounts of rainfall. Southern Wisconsin had over 6 inches, and west central portions of Michigan up to 4 inches. All of this was on top of ground that was not all that terribly dry. In most cases, Iowa certainly benefited most from the moisture. Now the concern is going to be shifting towards the future and how much rain will fall across some of these areas and whether or not there will be a long-term delay in field work or whether we'll be back in the field soon. The answer to that question is that we'll see a little bit of a mix of weather. We've got one more storm system coming up here Wednesday into Thursday that will add more moisture across these areas, so there won't be any field work to speak of in the northern parts of the Midwest over this coming week. In the southern areas will probably not see a lot either, although there will be at least a little bit warmer soil temperatures and a little less moisture in the soil. Some of the lower eastern Midwest will probably also expect to see some limited amounts of precipitation so that farming activity can advance in the future. We do expect the temperatures to be chilly across the region today and tomorrow. Downright nippy for this time of the year. 30s and 40s will occur in the north, 40s and some lower 50s will occur in the south. Low temperatures at night will likely be teens and 20s north and 20s, and a few temperatures around 30 degrees in the south. As we get into the latter part of this week, the reinforcing shot of colder air that's expected to show up in the plains on Wednesday night and Thursday will see to it that more freezes occur out there in that part of the country and also in the northwestern one-third of the Corn Belt. But we'll expect to see the eastern portions of the Midwest to stay a little bit warmer by us as we get to the latter part of this week. There will be a small portion of the cooler air mass coming through the area, but it's not likely to have a huge impact. So we will see temperatures mild to coolish across many areas for the next 5 to 7 days. But next week, we should see warming take place with some of the greatest warm-up likely to be in the western portions of the region, mostly in the plains and western portions of the Corn Belt. Outside of that, we'll look for an end to all the concerns over winter wheat, at least as far as the frost and freeze damage potential is concerned, but the focus will become recentered on the lack of moisture in the southwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.